with regard to communication, that's what I've heard again and again and again today. And I assure you, we want to communicate. I hope that you've been able to sense today that whether you agree with what each of the individuals said or not, that they were communicating what they believe. I didn't hear any one of these men say anything just so that you might think you were looking for a certain answer. We want to do that in all of our communication to you. And I do have some suggestions in addition to the one you've made. We live in a wonderful technical age. And I think most of you know that the Southern Baptist Convention has a website portal. And that address is simply www.sbc.net. SBC.net. If you go to SBC.net, then you can find your way into every entity website in the Southern Baptist Convention. You can see what, and you can go to them individually, and I don't mean you can't, but I do mean to say this is a portal that will lead you in all those directions. We are going to try to be faithful to communicate. For instance, Baptist Press was a wire service, meaning that you had no way to get it except that you read it in someone's maybe state paper or secular papers. But now with the Internet, if you go to SBC.net and click on Baptist Press, you can read Baptist Press for that day as quickly as an editor for the New York Times can read it. And it usually goes up for that day about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when all the state paper editors get it. That's when the New York Times gets it. Whoever in the country is getting it, you can get it just that fast. That will be the reporting of the news from our perspective, and what, because our effort, and that Baptist Press is housed at the executive committee, and what we do is work with all of our agencies. There are times we're reporting hard news. There are other times we're trying to assist them in reporting the great things that are occurring on their campuses. And so I just remind you of that. Another thing that's been dear to my heart is I have developed a website called sbcpray.net. sbcpray.net is an opportunity for you to go up there and click on that and go and choose a 30-minute period where you would pray for that same 30 minutes every week for spiritual awakening in America, and for God to do a mighty work in Southern Baptist. I hope you'll join us in that. I hope you'll encourage the people of your association to join in that. When you sign in, even though you put your name and email address, all we put up on the Internet for others to see is your initials and your state, so you're not identified personally. We're about to launch another website that you can also find through sbc.net, and that's going to be called www.baptisttobaptist.net. Now that's Baptist, singular, the number 2, Baptist, singular, .net. And we are going to display the various articles that come about that will relate to situations that are being discussed. In other words, when this goes up on October the 1st, there is going to be a good bit of our opinion about what we believe as Southern Baptist and how we see some of the things that are occurring. And it is an opportunity for you to read it and be disgusted, or it's an opportunity for you to read it and use it as a resource. But nevertheless, we're going to try to be honest in making that available. Today, as you leave, there are copies of SBC Life, which you'll be getting next month, but we want you to have the copy that's just being mailed, and also there is a paper in which the executive committee has tried honestly to say what we believe, and in defense of some of the things of, like Southern Baptists being accused of bibliolatry. And so I hope you'll take that, and we have tried to write these things in the spirit of just saying, look, here is what we believe, and that's not what is always being said. And that paper that we have for you today, and you're the first ones to see it outside of our offices at the executive committee, that paper calls for working with the Baptist General Convention of Texas. That's the direction we still want to go.